and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour of Your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Hump Day Wednesday, May 20th, 2026 edition. You want affordable housing in northern Michigan? Do we want that? Is that something that we need? State of the State Union address by Governor Gretchen Whitmer had as her second highest priority of her last year of her governorship this year was to solve the housing crisis she perceives the state to have. During her State of the State address, Governor Gretchen Whitmer said Michigan needs 155,000 more places for people to live. A lot of it is here in northern Michigan. I spoke with State Representative Cam Cavett. He said in his six counties alone, they need almost 15,000 more housing opportunities here in the 106th State House District. This is everywhere. Well, one official is resigning, and he says in order to get affordable housing in northern Michigan, we have to stop NIMBYism. NIMBY, N-I-M-B-Y, ism. Not in my backyard. According to Yarrow Brown, he's stepping down after being for 5 years the executive director of Housing North. Brown said, not in my backyard sentiment is exacerbating the housing shortage. Brown also said that Northern Michigan needs a regional housing developer that can actually help projects come to fruition. The outgoing head of one of Michigan's most influential groups working on housing said elected officials, not in my backyard sentiments, continue to hold back the state's effort to tackle a widespread housing shortage. Yarrow Brown is stepping down after more than 5 years as executive director of Housing North, a nonprofit that advocates for more housing in 10 northern Michigan counties, working with local governments to ensure their policies support new housing projects. Brown said, changing the hearts and minds remains one of the biggest obstacles to growing Michigan's housing supply. Well, if you live in the city of Gaylord, you have an opportunity this coming Tuesday, May 26th at 7 o'clock at your city hall in Gaylord. A very, very, very influential developer who has built projects all over the state of Michigan is proposing a project in Gaylord, and there will be a vote on it. We'll get into all that here in the next segment. Short break. We'll be right back.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. Greatly appreciate Tim in Gaylord. He says, yes, we need affordable housing. However, MISHDA, will not approve any developments that have wells and septics. I, as an architect, have been pushing this with them for years now, and they won't budge. It's a catch-22. Their definition of rural is Traverse City, Sault Ste. Marie, Marquette, and Alpena. All of them have municipal utilities. So they and the governor can say they want more affordable housing in northern Michigan in rural areas, but they are not showing it. And FUI, I think maybe FYI, I'm not sure, but FUI, Tim, affordable does not equal subsidize or Section 8, state subsidize low-income housing. There's a big difference. Exactly my point. This coming Tuesday, May 26, I will be attending again as a reporter for this show, the city council meeting, where they will be filling two vacancies due to resignations of city council members. I believe they're going to do that first on their agenda. That way they'll have a full board of city council members, two of them being sworn in that night. Then there's going to be a vote on an affordable housing project where the project developer builder, Anthony Randazzo, is doing it with his own money to front the cost of the development and to build it. The property currently is zoned R1, which is single-family residential. It backs up to I-75. It's surrounded by apartment buildings and duplexes everywhere. Nobody is going to build a single-family home on that 18 acres of property. No developer is going to develop a subdivision backing up to I-75, building homes that would now, because of the cost of construction, the inflation of cost and all the fees, permits, all the things required to build a single-family residential subdivision, and end up trying to sell homes for $350,000 to $450,000 when it backs up to I-75. It's not going to happen. Precedent has already been set because they rezoned the neighboring parcel, like this one, from R1 to R2 to allow them to build apartments. Anthony Randazzo wants to build single-story ranch duplexes, two units side by side sharing a common wall, actually a double thickness common wall between the units, 42 duplexes, 84 units of housing in near downtown Gaylord. He's going to be bringing in the roads. He is going to pay for the utility extensions. This is going to be a very beautiful complex, well-landscaped, snow-plowed, everything done for the residents who are going to be able to rent these at roughly, he said, I believe, between $1,400 and $1,800 a month. Two bedrooms, large open floor plan, great room concept with a huge kitchen, a huge dining area, great room. I think he said there's either one or one and a half baths and two bedrooms with a carport to protect your vehicle from the snow. He's going to rent these units until the construction mortgage loans are paid off. They will end up being anywhere from 15 to 25 year amortized mortgages. The rents will pay off the mortgage loans to build it. And at that time, he will offer the tenants, if they want to purchase the units, as condos. This city-owned property, folks, in Gaylord, since I believe the 1990s, has had zero, not one tax dollar brought into the city since they've owned it for the past 30-some years. I attended a meeting at the Iron Pig where Anthony Randazzo and I met for the very first time. Dave Delaney, the attorney for the Iron Pig, was there. Stephanie Jacobson, Marcy, everybody that put this on, Otsego County Liberty Rising folks, held a forum. The developer and one of his consultants were there to take questions and provided answers. They had drawings of the renderings of what he's proposing to build. Back and forth, went back and forth regarding how it was going to provide tax revenue to the city of Gaylord. His consultant mentioned that based on their predictions of what the city may assess these units at, it will generate $430,000 a year in taxes, almost a half a million. From the developer getting rents from the tenants to pay it. Over 10 years, they're looking at $4.3 million. They've owned it for the last three decades. They could have received over $12 million in taxes if this project was approved and built back in the day when they owned it, when they took ownership. For 30-some years, zero revenue. The next 30 years, potentially $12 million. And there's people on the city council that are totally against this project. Why? Why are they against it? Well, after the previous meeting that I attended, I approached one of the city councilmen, Vic Ouellette, to find out what his reasons were for publicly stating he was against this project and would be voting no on the rezoning. He said a bunch of things. Some of them were quite shocking. I was there as a reporter. I told him it was off the record, so I would not be talking about what he said on the radio. But I got to tell you, it's very disturbing, the things that he said and his vote against this project. If you live in the city of Gaylord, come join me and others that will be there. The developer, Anthony Randazzo, will be there. I don't know if they're allowing him any time to present the truth, but there's been a lot of false, absolutely incorrect, false narratives going around on social media about this project. Bald-faced lies. Rumors out there that he wants $12 million in tax abatements to build this project. That is a bald-faced lie. Another rumor is that a former city council member who happens to be, for her day job, a realtor, that she was in fact going to list these units for sale as condominiums after Anthony Randazzo builds the units, instead of renting them as he has said publicly he's going to do. They said that he was going to convert it into a condominium, develop a condominium association, and list the units for sale with one of the city council members. She was attacked viciously with pure lies and speculation. One of them coming from a city council member. Even after publicly she stated that she would recuse herself from a vote and sign a document stating that she was not going to list the condos or the units as condos for the developer, that wasn't good enough. And they forced her off the board. Her seat is one of the seats that they're replacing on Tuesday. Another false lie. Anthony Randazzo is not going to convert these immediately to condos and list them to for sale. Not happening. He said the cost of construction completely prohibits them from selling them because they're not even affordable to sell right now. He needs to rent them to pay off the construction mortgage, which is going to take years because of the high cost of construction. Gaylord, in the city of Gaylord, you have an opportunity to attend a city council meeting this coming Tuesday, May 26th at 7 o'clock, and to witness for yourself the board's vote to replace this absolutely disgraced city council member, realtor, replacing her on the board and another person who resigned, and then hear and see with your own eyes what your city council believes as far as getting more housing in the city of Gaylord. You'd be allowed 3 minutes of public comment if you'd like to come and talk. If given the opportunity, if I lived in the city of Gaylord, I would stand up and support it. We need more housing. You heard Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig last week when we were talking about this. He lost one employee who couldn't find housing in Gaylord and went to work in Petoskey because they offered her a place to live as part of her job pay. He has another employee right now. He said that would lease one of these units immediately so that he could live closer to the Iron Pig. This is insanity, people. Here you have a very well-known influential developer who's developed projects in the last 50 years of his life all across the state of Michigan. I went and took a tour of one of them down in Royal Oak, Michigan. Unbelievable quality of construction. Very well ran. This is the developer that they have a absolute prejudiced attitude against. Why? I have no idea. But there's a bunch of lies flying around out there, and you need to come to the city hall next Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, May 26th, 7 o'clock. My opinion, you should stand up in support of them approving the rezoning. Nobody's going to build single-family homes up against I-75. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.